this is the expanding spiritual awareness call of November 9th. And there were three of us, and Meg Bogan has just joined us. Hello, Meg.
Hi. Sorry I'm late, but I had trouble logging on.
It's okay. Diane Dutra and Roberta Olivan. Meg, we're on a spiritual train ride, being guided by Mary and Saint Michael, and we're bilocated in Bali and in the capital of Indonesia, and we just got off the train in Bali.
Beautiful city.
Who just joined us, Mary?
Meg Bogan.
Thank you.
That was Roberta speaking, Meg.
Okay, thank you.
And Roberta just referenced the bruising of yesterday, so to speak. And what I'm hearing them say is they brought us here to remind us of beauty and peace and quietness and of our own deep spirits, no matter what is going on in the world.
It's beautiful.
This is
I
a good
just
place to be
watching
reminded
on
of it.
Good place, what?
Bali is in a rainforest, and when I was there, God talked to me through a raindrop in the rainforest. So we might look into the rainforest to get messages.
Okay, cool.
Pretty cool.
It's almost like looking through a drop gives you a whole different perspective on the world and the universe.
Absolutely.
It's like seeing it in a snow globe.
Could each of you focus on your midline, please? I want to get a strong midline while we're here. We're averaging between 60 and 70% strength up and down our midlines. There's some weakness, right? The base of the spine. Would all of us reach back, rub up and down the base of your spine a few times? Good. Our central cores are up to 100 now. And what I'm hearing Mary say is to rejoice, to be grateful, to give thanks for... Thanks. I know my wife and I were just talking about how thankful we are for where we live and for the beautiful days. And she raises animals and for the wonder and beauty of the animals.
Minnesota has had incredibly mild days. We had 60 degrees, 62 degrees, almost 70 degrees a week ago.
Wow. Wonderful.
The same is true for Washington and Delaware. We had 70, almost 80 degree weather last week.
Mary is saying, feel the gratefulness in your hearts right now. Feel the unconditional love in your hearts. It's almost, of course, we talk about our right brains being more the feeling side of it, but it almost feels like our right brains are being rebooted.
Good,
by focusing on gratefulness and love in our hearts. And let's do this too. Let's reboot for all four of us. Let's reboot the DNA in every cell in our body. All in line with this love and peace. And so if you look at the geography we're covering, it's here I am on Cape Cod, Roberta's in Minnesota, and you two are from the D.C. area. And let's just feel the triangle of this peace and love between us now and feel it spreading throughout the United States and to all U.S. citizens, no matter where they are. One of the scriptures, Jesus said, peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And Mary is reminding us of that as well. And it feels like St. Michael is spreading this around the world as well.
Oh.
I was getting us to focus on the States, and I see it. I can't quite describe the energy I see coming from it, but it feels like it's radiating around the world.
I felt that too. I thought that we all need it.
And we all, and I saw some quotes on the news from people in the government of other countries, and like kind of a statement, not realizing how the United States could elect someone who had said some of the things that Trump said, and causing some lack of peace, if you will. So let's just... thank you, Michael, for spreading this peace and love around the world. Feels like it's time to get back on the train. Would everybody please get on?
I have to say, I see Mary. As we're getting on the train, I see Mary dropping roses, red roses.
Beautiful.
And telling us to be at peace because all will be revealed when the time is right. And she said, "God knows what He's doing."
Mm-hmm.
So we should. Be at peace.
This is a lesson. There's a lesson here. An all that's happening, there's a lesson. It'll reveal itself.
And the train is leaving for the capital, and it has arrived already, and the doors are opening again, and we're being invited to get off the train in the capital of Indonesia.
Do you see Mary also throwing roses here? I do. As the doors opened, I feel she was throwing roses out as we walked out of
there. Yay. I can kind of feel the energy of them. Feels wonderful, beautiful.
They are kind of shimmery.
Say that again.
Shimmery.
Can you talk a little more directly into the phone?
They seem to be a little more, they seem to be very shimmery, not just red, but shimmery around the top part of the rose, you know, where the, like they have sparklies around there. Is that better? Can you hear me better?
Not much.
Okay, how about now?
Much better.
Okay, so I see the roses and they have, like somebody took glitter and glittered the tops of the roses so that they're not just the beautiful red roses, but they seem to be expelling a, sending out a wave of beautiful shimmery light.
What I was sensing is that the reason we're there was to help the connection of all the islands and all the peoples in Indonesia.
We're also there because it's the largest Muslim country on the planet. And
right.
If we stay a while and travel around, my daughter just went on a motorcycle trip, and you stop in any village, and people will put you up for the night and feed you, all for free. She got stuck in a rut, and they treated her. They found healers to treat her ankle, and it's very far removed from the United States of yesterday. I think that's why we're here.
And they seem to be much more at peace and willing to share. They don't seem to be of the Muslims that are chanting about war and destruction and hating America.
No.
That was nice sharing of that, because I believe another reason why we're there is to spread that glittery roses cooperation support energy back around the United States.
Yes, and Mary just said, I can do that. I can put some roses. I can drop some roses all over the United States. All over the, like, in the beginning. I see her standing up and right over the top of, I guess it's the top of the United States, but she can actually get the roses as far as Alaska, Hawaii, Florida, San Juan, whatever that city is, Puerto Rico, the Guam, everywhere. I think
so
we should
all states, all possessions. And let's also make it all embassies as well.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. So that in every place where there's an embassy, there is this radiation of peace and love and glitter.
That's good. I like that.
I got the sense when we got off the train that even though it's a bustling city, there is like this calm. It's almost
slow motion,
sort of calm. So even in all the chaos, there is calm. And there is peace. And I think that's something that for us to take with us and to embody.
Okay, and let's also feel that energy connecting all the embassies and all the physical locations around the world. And then let's use that as a each one of them as a radiation point for all over the world, for all of nature, for all of Gaia. For all peoples, for all living things. I feel that energy all around the earth now and through the earth. Feels a little harder to get it into the core, but let's just feel it radiate. Not only through all living things, but through all inorganic things as well. And again, Michael, with this funny kind of, I say funny, it's this energy I have trouble describing. It's like he projects it in this different kind of way that's beyond the way we normally think. So it radiates deeper and further.
Do you see Michael with a large staff? That he is like holding a large staff?
I don't, but if you see it, it's there. I was more seeing the kind of energy frequency he was putting out.
Well, I'm seeing that too, but I also just kind of see him being there with this large staff. And
yeah.
then I was seeing every now and then like a blue lightning bolt, but not dangerous, just like a little extra shot of blue energy coming out of it, the top of it. And so I feel like he wants to every now and then give us a little extra, you know, like an extra shot of caffeine.
Yeah, it almost feels like that blue energy radiates in all directions out from the earth as well.
Yes, yes. Just like an extra shot of... He's trying to give the world an extra shot of calmness and peace and energy so that people can just take a moment and calm down and be reflective.
Yeah, cool. Feels like it's time to get back on the train. Would everybody please get on? Okay, we're all on the train. Doors are closing. And the train is starting to move again. So let's ask Mary and St. Michael where we're going next.
I also see Mary walking down the aisle of the train, and she has a bouquet of white flowers. And she, as she passes each one of us, she gives us these white roses for purity and love and I guess this is a different kind of, I feel like this is a different kind of energy. Something much lighter, much more inspiring.
Oh, it's interesting because typically when we're being a little heavy or serious, a lot of that comes from ancestors as well. So let's just ask them to radiate it back through all of our respective ancestors and all our past lives as well.
That's good. Now, could that be why I see her walking all the way down the aisle of like a train car and putting the white, I was wondering why she kept going and was putting white roses on all the seats that were empty. So maybe that's for the spirits of our ancestors?
Yes, feels like it. And our past lives as well.
Yes, in our past lives, I agree.
And all of our relatives as well. Let's just pass it on to every one of them. Friends, relatives, acquaintances, and again, to the whole earth. Anyone have any sense for where the train is going?
Not of this world.
I feel like it's going up north, like the top of the up near China. I guess Beijing.
I keep sensing it's staying above the earth.
Yes,
as well.
I agree. Yes. But do you sense it going north? I don't know if it's going all the way like to the North Pole or if it's like kind of stopping off. But it does seem to be riding above the earth.
What I kind of heard him saying is that it's easier from that place to radiate the white light. I don't know why it would be, because it can go anywhere, but...
Well, I agree with that, but I'm also seeing, like, a beautiful... like it could be a mosque or a church or something, but it's the, like the top is very well, very bright, very like lit from lights, and all you can see is the top of it. But it's a beautiful building, but it looks like it's very old, like 12th century old. It could be a mosque. It could be, I don't know, it's interesting, but that's what I keep seeing. I can't see where the exact city is.
Well, let's just also claim it and apply it to all churches, all mosques, all religions, all atheistic organizations, all cults. Let's claim this light for all of humanity and apply it. And then apply it again for all living things. And then again apply it for all inorganic aspects of the planet.
It seems to be glowing, sort of, not turning off and on completely, but just sort of pulsing, like getting bright and then dimming a little bit, but it's a like the pulse of your blood, your heartbeat.
It feels like it's a kind of high vibration, light and energy that basically extends throughout the universe and other universes.
I would agree.
And in a way, what I hear Michael reminding us is that we are one with it. That white light is not separate from us. We are. It's radiating in every aspect of us as well. Let's just apply that. And again, for all living things.
I feel like the whole world, the whole globe is sort of beating like the heartbeat at one and in a glorious, beautiful, shining moment.
I believe this has been the main purpose for this trip, for us to sense this this light, to realize it's inside of us as well, and realize it's one with everything.
And we need to think about that and remember that when we get fearful, that we are all part of that beautiful, global, wonderful light and energy. People are using that word scared, afraid, fearful a lot today.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see us banish that word or those words with the light. Give everybody
Let's just feel the light. Let's feel the light penetrate all the words, all the vibrations, all the feeling, fears, concerns, and back to gratefulness and peace and light. Apply for us, for all living things, for all energetic things, for all the connections through all the oneness throughout the universe. I kind of hear Mary and St. Michael saying, right on.
Good. I kind of feel the train is starting to move a little bit.
Yeah, I believe the train is bringing us back to where we are. And we have arrived right back to where we started. And the train doors are opening. And Mary and Michael are thanking us, and I'm thanking them.
Do you see Mary standing there with blue roses?
I mainly just feel the smiling kind of energy.
I feel.
I love the colors of. I love the flowers and the colors that you're seeing. It's great.
Oh my God! I just realized. Red, white, and now she's standing there with a big bouquet of beautiful blue roses. I didn't even get that.
Well, let's apply that for us all as well.
She seems to be very pleased.
Beautiful flowers and roses and colors. Apply those wonderful energies into
this blue.
Every one of our cells.
Yes, this blue feels very soothing and calming and very peaceful. very loving.
Every one of our emotions. Every one of our senses. Feeling calm and peace and grace that that these wonderful flowers and vibrations are part of grace in our lives. Well, we're invited to get off the train. And the train door is closed, and the train is leaving. And our thanks again to Mother and Mother Mary and Saint Michael, and to each of us for being on the ride together.
Thank you.
Anything else anyone wants to share before we hang up?
No, but I'm really glad that I was able to get on the call and connect with you all. And this wonderful feeling. I feel very calm and peaceful right now.
As do I.
Say that again, Diane.
As do I. I also feel calm and a lot of energy, a lot of expansion and energy during that trip, especially in Bali. Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you for joining the call as well.
Thank you for doing the call, Laura.
Thank you.
Yes, Leroy, thanks for doing the call.
You're
I think
welcome.
we really needed this today.
What is that? Thanks. I needed that.
Yeah. Well, haven't you, everybody I've talked to, everybody's saying things that are not necessarily negative, but they're expressing their fears and concerns about what's happening. And as I said earlier to some people, you know, I think God knows what he's doing, so we just got to have to step out of the way and see where we're going.
Well, we seem to be going through a time of rapid change, and that usually raises some of the concerns and fears. And so, yes, and let's apply all these wonderful feelings again for all living things.
A whole lot to be thankful for by the time Thanksgiving gets here.
Yeah, right. We're starting Thanksgiving early. Well, all right, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Leroy.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Now we can go to bed peacefully.
Good night.
Good night.